Blog Talk Radio.
For Christ Jesus, and my name is Reverend Miles B. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. Amen. We will be talking about the signs of the time, the song of perdition. Amen. Our text is coming from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and it reads as following. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or in trouble, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name. Father, we just thank you for the seasons and the signs that you, Father, will give your beloved. Oh, God, we just ask that you will continue to give them. We just ask that you would open the eyes of those that desire to see, Father, your seasons and your signs, that we may be aware, Father, of the wickedness that goes on in this world. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Father, for your truth. We thank you for your understanding. And Father, we just ask that you will continue to bless the ears and the eyes, Father, that is able to hear your word. Oh, God, it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you on this morning. We're coming to you talking about the signs of the time, the son of perdition. Amen, amen. We are focusing on this because this is one of the things that I think, one of the major things that's going on right now today. And because of it's going on right now today, amen, somebody needs to talk about it, amen. Number one, because of all of the false doctrines that's going on in the world today, amen. Just as the Bible say, amen, in Timothy chapter 4, amen, verses 1 and 2, we know that these are doctrines of demons, amen, so that the scripture have proved itself even in this scripture. Amen. Paul warned us, amen, not to be troubled in our mind, amen, amen, by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, amen. We don't need to be troubled by this because we know it's going to happen. We the Christians, God give us the signs so that we can be aware of them. We don't know the time or nor the date, but he have given us times and seasons, amen, in which these things are going to appear and they are going to uncover, amen, the evil one, amen, hallelujah. So we need to understand, church, what's going on and what's going to go on, amen, at this particular time. It is the verse 3 in this chapter, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 says, let no man deceive you by any means. He started off with some positive words here. He said, let no man deceive you. Hallelujah. He said, for the day shall not come except there come a falling away first. What day is that he's talking about? He's talking about the coming of the Son of Man. Amen. He said, it's not going to come until first there'll be a great falling away. A falling away of what? A falling away of the church, the Christians, amen, who are going to fall away from God, giving heed to doctrines of demons, amen, giving heed of these false preachers, these false prophets, amen, who's under the spell of the evil one. Hallelujah. So these people are going to lead the church so troubled in their mind, so troubled in their spirit that they're going to walk away from their God. God don't abandon anybody, but people will abandon their God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. He said, first it's going to be a fall away, church, from the church. Christians I'm talking about. I'm not talking about sinners. I'm talking about Christians will no longer obey the truth. They will listen to lies and continue to listen to them. It's going on today. It's building up. It's coming today, amen. It's building up and it's coming strong, amen. We got more false prophets popping up. We got more false preachers popping up, amen, preaching all of these sweet doctrines, amen, in the ears of the Christians and going to make them fall away. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And it says, he says that the man of sin, amen, be revealed. The man of lawlessness is going to be revealed, amen, the son of perdition, amen. The man of lawlessness, why? It's because he's not going to give heed to none of God's laws, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He gonna oppose everything that God do, amen. Oh God, he's gonna stand right there and blaspheme God's name, his doctrine, and the Christian. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. This word revealed need to pull the cover off of, amen, or to expose, amen. So he's going to be exposed, amen. But by time he's been exposed, a lot of people are going to be have walked away from God, amen. This is the man of lawlessness. You notice it says man of lawlessness. Amen. He didn't say Satan. He said man of lawlessness. There's going to be a man, amen, that is doing these specific things in the name of his father, which is Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to be doing these things preaching these doctrines, misleading these people to hell, amen. Why? Because he's on the way to hell himself. The Bible said he's the son of perdition, amen, the son of eternal destruction. Hallelujah. He is set for destruction, and the people that he's speaking to is going to be for destruction, amen. Hallelujah, because they know not the truth. Hallelujah. Oh, God, there's only one other person that was called the son of perdition, and his name was Judas Iscariot. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 4, he said, this man, he's going to oppose it. He's going to resist and exalt himself above all that is called God. All that is called God, there is no name under this heaven, even in heaven, that's going to hold this man exalting himself above it. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He's going to put himself above every name known to man. Hallelujah. And are worshiped so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He's going to show the people that he is God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In this temple, the temple, amen, where God revealed himself was called the Holy of Holies. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that temple was the worldly temple in which the Jews had created for the worship of God. Amen. And the priests would go in there and worship. In the Holy of Holies, there was only the priest could go in the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. And he himself had to be right. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. But our temple today is this worldly house that we live in today, and it's called the flesh, amen. It's called the body. So there's a picture of you, me telling you that this man is going to use individuals to do this, amen. Hallelujah. He's not just going to be preaching in the temple, but he's going to use individuals that do this. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that Satan is going to transform himself into an angel of life. The word transformed means to masquerade. What you talking about? Masquerade behind a mask, because right now we can't see him or clearly see who he really is, because he's not revealed. He's covered. Amen. But there's going to be a time in which God pull the mask off of Satan, and he's going to be revealed behind the pulpit. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And his ministers. You read that same text, it talks about him having ministers, which is angelos. The word for angels is the messengers. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Amen. But this man is going to do some mighty works in the name of his Father. Amen. And it's going to lead many people astray. Verse 5 says, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you that these things, and now ye know what withholdeth, that ye might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity do already work. The mystery of iniquity do already work. It's already working. It's already here. Meaning that the Antichrist is already here, been here. There's been many Antichrists. It's not just one Antichrist. Amen, amen. They paint the way for the ultimate Antichrist. Amen, for the Son. Amen, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. He said, only he who know let it will let until he is taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him who is coming after the working of Satan. After the working, the doings of Satan, amen, amen. Power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all deceivability-ness, amen, deceivableness, amen, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, in them that perish. Amen, because they receive not the love of the truth, the commandments of the truth. The love is the commandment. If you love God, you will keep his commandment. This man is going to break the commandments of God. He's going to change the commandments of God. Hallelujah. And he's going to get people to do the same thing that he's doing. Hallelujah. Amen. The truth that they might be saved. Amen. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they may should be to believe a lie. Oh, God, they're going to believe a lie. That ought to give you some jam right there, amen. That ought to tell you right there, amen. Oh, God, you're so donkey going on right now today, and there's something going to be going on in the future, church. He's setting it up with these preachers we got today, with this old prosperity mess. He's just setting it up. He's setting the Christians up for failure, amen. He's setting them up for failure, amen. The Bible never told you you was going to be rich. He told you he giving you the ability to get well, the ability, amen, hallelujah, the ability, the power, amen, hallelujah. He didn't tell you he was going to give you well. He said you he was going to give you ability. Oh, God. But the preachers are telling you you're going to be rich, amen. You keep listening to them, amen. Hallelujah. Even Jesus himself wasn't rich in worldly goods. He was rich in the anointing. He was rich in the power of God. He was rich in the word of God. He was rich in the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. The son of perdition is here. Amen. He's taking a bunch of Christians with him straight to hell. Eternal destruction. Amen. I know some of you want to go with him. Just keep on doing what you're doing. You're going to go with him. You're going to bust hell wide open. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Let me end with this, because we know that the son of perdition, amen, we know that he's talking about the Antichrist. Amen. The word anti means false. Amen. And the Christ means anointing. Amen. Amen. So we got a false spirit here. Amen. Can I get a witness here? That's what he's talking about. A false spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of us are continuing to listen to a false spirit. A false spirit. spirit. Hallelujah. We don't know what we're doing. We need to get in the Word. Amen. Amen. Look this stuff up. Define this stuff and get the truth about how these preachers are lying to us. Oh, God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 says this, Beloved, believe not every spirit. The first words in this chapter, believe not every spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, God. But try the spirit. Test the spirit. Oh, God, test the spirits. Look what it is. It's with an S. That's more than one. It's plural. Oh, God, he said, test the spirit whether they are of God. Do you know what's of God and not? Oh, God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. That's why you need to test the spirit. Amen. He said, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. He said, this is the way you test the Spirit of God, whether or not these prophets are lying to you or not. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Hallelujah. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Amen. You got a lot of religious institutes today. Do not believe that Jesus Christ has came into the flesh as the Son of God. The God on earth, hallelujah, manifesting, hallelujah. They will not confess that this happened. All they'll say that they believe that he was a prophet. Oh, God, hallelujah. Think about it, church. He said in verse 3, he said, every spirit that confess, amen, that agree with Christ. The word confess means to agree with. Well, who are you agreeing with? You're agreeing with your God. Hallelujah. You confess not. Every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is coming to the flesh is not of God. Hallelujah. Every spirit that agrees not that Jesus Christ is coming to the flesh is not of God. It's not of God if they don't believe that Jesus have come into the flesh as God. Hallelujah. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. This is the spirit. If they don't believe this, they are the spirit of the Antichrist. I don't care who it is. It could be somebody in your family. I really don't care. But if they don't believe that God came down in the flesh as Jesus Christ, they have the spirit of the Antichrist. Well, ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is in the world. This is in John's day, amen. And he said this spirit is already in the world, amen. Oh, oh God, this was a long time ago, church. Hallelujah. That means the devil been having a plan for a long time. He's been having a plan to deceive ignorant Christian for a long time to eat up and gobble up the sheep like the narcissist that they are, the ignorance that they have. The devil have already planned for you. I'm talking about the Dracon who sees you, who sees what you're doing, who are accusing you day and night before God and before your brethren and before the angels. Hallelujah. And you are his victims. Oh, God. Hallelujah. You are his victims. Verse 4 say, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Greater is God. You have overcome this enemy, but you have listened to a deceptiveness of these preachers. Oh God, I come by to let you know, hey man, that the son of perdition been here. He's trying to lead us into destruction because he don't want to go to hell by himself. He done took angels with him. Now he's trying to teach. Now he's trying to, hey man, take God's creation with him. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Somebody need to listen to this message. Somebody need to hear the truth. Somebody need to stop listening to this prosperity message. Riches is not going to get you in heaven. They most likely going to keep you out of heaven. Hallelujah. Listen to this message. Listen to the truth. Repent and understand who your God is. Hallelujah.